A warning. This podcast contains some f***ing bad language.
Just like when Mayor Len Brown got busted with Mistress Bevan in the Nati Fatua room.
Very, very clever, smart and agile. I've got to be.
True stories. Your stories. Your fuck-ups. Jim Cawthorne presents The Fuck-Up Files.
Life is not without regret.
Is that right, Len? Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on the time that you're listening to this podcast right now. This is The Fuck Up Files, the podcast that takes your most horrendous of screw ups from your lifetime and then that, I've already fucked this up. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm reading off a bit of paper here because the computer in front of me has shit itself, and so I'm just.
Media works at its finest.
I know. You know what? I'll just cut to the chase. Justine Smith is here.
Yay!
Justine.
Oh, a cop car just drove past and freaked me out.
Oh yeah, there's a cop shop just across the road over there.
I'm uneasy.
Are you? What? You're guilty?
No.
What have you done?
What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing.
Shut up.
Okay. Also, of course, producer Ryan on the other side there pushing all the buttons.
Producer Ryan.
Yes. How are we all guys?
Good, thank you.
You can get this episode with Justine, who of course you'll know from 7 Days, New Zealand comedian, of course, the project.
Me.
Sometimes.
Yes.
You've just done an interview with one of the guys from Queer Eye.
Four of the guys from Queer Eye.
Oh, sorry,
Eye,
all of them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, is that on the project? Yeah, those guys. Who's the guy with the real long hair? There's
Jonathan Van Ness.
He's a great chat with him and David Letterman.
And
he's giving David Letterman a manicure.
Oh, yes, while he's doing his hair, I've seen it.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
so good.
David's not sure, eh? David's not, I don't know, there's a very homosexual man touching my face.
That's what makes it funny.
Yeah, it's great, eh? Old mate, Dave.
And David, by all accounts, a bit of a bad man, isn't he? Letterman?
Yeah, I don't know. Aren't they all when you scratch the surface?
Yeah.
When you've got that much fame, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do you know what
and
would
money.
Be do you know
yeah.
what would be the worst thing?
What?
Is something shitty came out about David Attenborough.
He's such a
Oh my god.
A me too for Attenborough.
Oh my god, imagine when it'll be like,
like
no!
It was sexual harassment towards the animals that he bloody
badly touched him. Stingray or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, of course, the podcast we do discuss, dive into your screw-ups, your fuck-ups, your balls-ups, whatever you want to call them. We start with me. We've got a caller as well we're going to be going to.
Yes. If you want to get on the podcast, you can text Jim to 3520. Get your story on the podcast. We'll come to someone soon, and then we'll also have Justine Smith's yarn at the end.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, I'll start my yarn, eh? Okay. So this story, this is probably, I would say, just under a year old, right? So I'm a father. I've got two little ones, two young girls, two under two. It is fucking chaos. So at the time,
I literally got a pain in my neck when you said that. A spasm went through my neck.
You get used to it.
Do you have kids?
No. I mean, no.
Such an emphatic no.
No.
Hell. I mean, no. I've never been blessed. # made some great life choices. But anyway, carry on, Jim. Sorry.
Thanks. So at the time, I mean, Danielle and my wife would have been very heavily pregnant. We've got another one that was becoming a toddler and just getting noisy and stuff. And so things were tense in the household. The wife was really very crabby, always crabby at me, and that's understandable. However, we've got a lot of friends, I would say. Me and my wife, we love a couple of friends.
Sure,
but one
sure,
particular
mate.
Couple, they're a bit younger than us, right? So they're sort of more at the stage of, you know, to be honest, I kind of wish I was still at this stage. They're sort of in their mid-20s and they still like to, you know, have a bit of a lair up. And, you know, if we're going to socialise with them, they're hamming it up. We're basically coming down from
that
now.
Sounds exhausting.
It is.
Yep.
It is exhausting now. So this particular evening, turn your phone off, please.
Not mine.
Sorry,
not
carry
mine.
On.
I'm telling you, yeah.
I tell you what, if mine went off, it'd be the Little Mermaid, so you'd know.
Really?
Yeah,
what's that? Is that your text? Or?
No, that's everything.
God
very
almighty,
Disney.
Almighty, there must
no
be
kids, baby.
And that doesn't make you hate the Little Mermaid because it's your ringtone and stuff?
How dare you? How do you talk about Ariel like that? Anyway, carry on, Chip. Sorry.
Okay. Isn't it Ariel? We called it Ariola.
Yeah, that's what character is that one?
I've seen a different Little Mermaid in the last 5 minutes.
Ha-ha, boobs.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. We're a very immature podcast.
Oh, wait till I hear my story. Anyway.
So, yes, we got this, I won't name this couple, but we'll just call them Bert and Ernie, right? So Bert and Ernie come over for dinner. And they're fun. They're a lot of fun, actually. I guess, like we said, we're now at the stage where we're not wanting to party and stay up as late as we want to, you know, because of course.
Do you mean take drugs?
Well, yeah, well, that just all puts me to sleep, I guess, you know. And of course, you don't want to do that in front of the wee ones either, so yeah.
That's what cupboards are for.
Yeah, I know.
That's who wait till they're
full. Yeah,
give them some time.
That's true. This particular evening, we were socialising and stuff, and it was time to put the wee one down, right? Sophia. And, of course, she's been entertained.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, she's been entertained. She's having fun because, of course, everyone's, you know, and she doesn't want to go to bed. She's screaming, no, I don't want to, you know. Well, I guess if she could talk, that's what she'd be saying. And we're like, no, come on, go to bed. We're rocking her. You get the rocker back then and finally let her drift off and then you put her down. And then we went back to the gather, to the party. Now, we started this drink, so it would have been in the afternoon, I would say, I don't know. We said, come around at 2 o'clock and then we'll wrap things up 6, 7 mentally. This is what we thought. If we start early, we can finish early, you know, because we just want to go to bed at 8, yeah. 9, you know.
8:30, see ya.
So, and being the age of these guys, they rocked up fashionably late. Half past three, nearly 4 o'clock. Well, we said 2. And we're like, okay, that's fine. So there they were, and then we're supposed to do an afternoon drinks, and of course it spilled into dinner time, and then it was time, of course, for Sophie to go to bed, and that would have been the time that we would have wrapped things up. But no, they wanted to continue on.
Oh, God, it sounds like a worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Also, it's a bit rude with people who've got little kids.
What?
Like you know that they need to have a routine. And,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but you're right. But I mean, these. I don't want to bad mouth Bert and Ernie. They're great. They're honestly awesome. But yeah, they could have taken the hint, to be honest. Yeah. Anyway, so that was fine. We just carried on thinking, oh, they'll probably stick around for another hour and eventually get the hint, and they didn't. And so things got a bit noisy, and then suddenly Sophia wakes up again. We can hear through the baby monitor, oh, right, I'll go and sort her out. So then I'm rocking her, which takes ages to rock her and calm her down and put her back down. Back we went to the drinks. And again, hoping for a bit of a, maybe this is another hint that you guys could go. And they didn't. They continued on. And so I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll just keep on drinking as well, you know. Now I'm starting to get pissed. When I'm getting drunk, I get quite loud as well. So I'm adding fuel to the fire.
I do not find that hard to believe, Jim.
Danielle's starting to get pissed off.
Yep.
Sophia wakes up again. Danielle gets up. I'll go sort her out. Daniela at this stage is probably looking at me to maybe drop a hint as it like, oh, it's probably about time you guys get going. But I didn't because I was just enjoying myself as well.
Oh, my God.
And so we keep sort of leering up. Danielle's just quietly getting more grumpier and grumpier because she's heavily pregnant and tired and can't drink. And just
I'm feeling angry on your wife's behalf.
Yeah, I know. I can feel it.
I am, actually. I'm like, oh, God.
Finally, and Sophia wakes up again. And this was down to me this time because I was loud. So Danielle storms off, goes in a sort her out. And I thought, oh, I better go in there and hunt her down and make sure she's okay. And I go into the room and she could tell she's just like, not talking to me. I was like, you're right. Anyway, I've got a bit of a transcript. This is just from memory of how the conversation went, all right? So I begin with, I enter in the room. She's got Sophia trying to rock her. And we've been quiet as you say, I'll rock her. And you're like, you're right. She says, no. This was supposed to be just a quiet afternoon of catch-ups. Now it's 10 p.m. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm shattered. I say, well, why not go to bed? No, because you'll keep me up because you're drunk and they're not going to leave in a hurry, are they, Bert and Ernie out there? Can they not take a hint? All right, just calm down. Why doesn't this piss you off? Does this not piss you off that they're still here? You know, they should realise that it's time to go home. What's wrong with them? It's like, yeah, right, it does piss me off. And you're going to be drunk tonight and you're not going to help out with the baby. I know what you're like, so you need to settle down and we're like, okay, just calm down. All right, it's fine. It's not fine. I'm pissed off, okay? It's been a long day and I want to go to bed. All right, fine. Anyway, suddenly, I go back to the lounge and their friends are packing their stuff up. They're saying, oh, about time we get going. Oh, okay, sweet. Oh, okay, yeah, thanks a lot for a great evening. Nah, it's fine, no problem at all. Things seem a little bit stale for some reason. I thought, oh, they can't have heard us. We're not that loud. Because we're trying to be quiet, you know, with Sophia. We say our goodbyes and then they leave. And then we soon realise the baby monitor's on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They heard the whole argument in the lounge.
You know what the worst thing is that your wife was the only one being hard out?
I know.
Like, you were like, oh, whatever. They were like, gosh, she is a tense bitch.
Yeah. So I guess you could say she fucked up. Could we? Maybe not.
No, mate. I think you fucked up.
Yeah, I did.
A lot of people that seems to happen to with baby monitors.
Yeah, you got to be very careful. Very, very careful. That's why I always get the. I just go for the video. We've got a video monitor now since then.
Yeah.
If you didn't trust your partner, could you hide a baby monitor in their car? Like, are they pretty obvious?
Well, you've got to plug it in, but I don't think,
I don't think they have a great range.
So you'd have to follow him quietly,
Ryan,
behind the mate.
Are you trying to tell us something?
No, that's a very big... I just suppose in movies, baby monitors always seem to just get
awesome
shit.
I know. It seems like the cliche thing to happen in like a baby comedy movie, but it legit happens in real life.
I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me by an old-fashioned answering machine that taped his recording with his mate.
No.
No shit. I came home and played it, and he was laughing about the fact that I didn't know.
Really?
He's dead now. He's not.
Christ.
So yeah. What, his answer machine message on his phone?
You know, on this is going
on the,
way,
on the
way back.
The answer machine.
Yeah,
thing.
Old school machine.
Like a wee tape in the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, hang on. But how would he have rung you? He's saying that he couldn't butt-dog you with a massive...
No, so we were house-sitting and they had this old thing that we didn't really know how to work. I left to go to work while he was on his phone to his mate, and then they discussed it after I'd gone. And then I came home.
Oh, and it was recording?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And at first it was really nice. Oh, isn't Jazzy great, Bo? And I was like, oh, this is nice. And it was lucky she doesn't know about it. And then I was like, I beg your pardon.
What?
So then about a couple of weeks after that, I threw a bagel at his forehead and cut his forehead open.
Great.
Yeah, that's an uncooked bagel. That's a lot of force. It's a lot of force. That's a lot of anger.
What, was it frozen bagel? Or just...
No, dude.
Jesus Christ, huh? Don't you, aren't they?
No, thrown with that amount of vitriol, yep. Anyway, let's not talk about him. I feel sick of him, man.
How much of a fuck up are you, Zane?
Oh, mate, had a few instances in my life, I suppose, now and then.
All right, spill us your best yarn. Off you go, mate.
Having an enjoyable night. My mates were playing at a gig out in Waitakere there, Shore Road.
Yes, brother. I know it well. Oratia.
Yeah, mate, it's the one, the Settlers Hall.
Know it well.
Oh, look at you two Westies connecting over the phone.
Out.
Hey, so we're all enjoying ourselves and spotted a couple of Sheilas I quite liked across the dance floor, and I said to the boys, oh, you know, watch this.
Wasn't Justine, was it?
I climbed up on the stage, proceeded to try and do a backflip off it, and only made it two-thirds of the way through my rotation because of all the piss that had been spilled on the floor.
Oh, and so into your guts, I would imagine.
Yeah, that didn't help for sure. Yeah, but I only made it two-thirds of the way through the rotation and I ended up shattering the ball in my right big toe. I shattered my left kneecap and I broke my nose.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you get laid? I'm going to go with no.
I've got a bit more of a story to go. I did, but it took a while. We got ushered down the road after the party and the cops start like pushing us around and stuff and I couldn't move fast enough. So they tackled me to the ground and chucked me in a paddy wagon, took me back to the old Henderson cells. Do you know that place, Justine?
I ain't going to lie. I know it really, really well. But that's more because we used to do a gig there with you and Gilmore back in the day. But I had a tour around all the cells down there.
Wicked. Yeah, so I woke up in a pool of my own blood and they released me at about 3 in the morning. And I thought, you know, should I go to hospital or should I go and find those two girls? Because I knew where they'd gone back to. And I went back and ended up having a good night.
Well, the hospital.
I woke up in a whole lot of pain in the morning, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, these ladies had great standards, mate. You rock up there all crusty with blood and been in a cell. What a hot mess you must have been.
They let me clean myself up pretty good.
Oh, yes, it is.
But what about your nose, your dislocated kneecap and your broken toe? You would have been like a sort of noodle.
I felt all right, you know. I was still a bit pissed when I got out of the cell. So, I mean, I walked back to the place. That was about a 3K walk. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, I made it back there.
So, you know, I'm starting to think that you are a freaking legend.
And so the next day then, were you able to move at all or were you just like...
Oh, no, bro,
broken.
I was buggered, but I sort of held it off for about 2 weeks before I went to the hospital. They replaced put my nose back in place for me and wired up my kneecap.
Jeez.
And they couldn't do anything with the ball of my foot, so now my big toe on my right foot's about twice the size of my big toe on my left foot.
Oh, my God.
When you swim, do you end up going around in circles?
Oh, mate.
Thank God I don't.
I mean, I don't want to pretend like I've got the worst pain threshold, but having all those broken bones, how would you last 2 weeks? I feel like there's almost mayo on that story.
This was 2 weeks with a broken nose. No.
I've broken my nose 3 times, and I can tell you it's pretty painful.
Yeah. Well, have you been getting cheeky to people?
No, once was as a child. and twice was booze related and of my own fault.
Oh,
geez. Actually, one was, I can see the building from here. I climbed up and was pretending, oh God, why am I telling this story? It was really late at night and I climbed up on that brick building just down there because it was under construction to pretend to look in the window. Yeah. And then someone was inside. And so again, I did a pretend mock duck, but actually slammed my nose into like the corner of a brick wall and then just fell backwards onto the grass.
Well, you just clicked it in yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, so I was, you know,
that makes sense.
But how scary would that have been, just looking in and seeing something?
Well, someone walked towards me. I was like, I'm literally perving in someone's fucking window. Yeah, I was. like a story up.
Oh my God.
That's great. Well, that leads on perfectly.
It does.
Okay, it's my turn, isn't it?
It is your turn, Justine.
So a lot of my embarrassing stories, I've realised while I'm thinking them, happened to me overseas, right? And this one happened to me in America, in New York City, and I was with my new boyfriend of the time, who is now my husband, and we went to a game at Yankee Stadium. It was really hot, and there was just the two of us, and it was my turn to go upstairs to get the beers, right?
Mm.
So... No, downstairs get the beers. So I'm walking back upstairs. Now, I'm wearing a very long, it's really hot, really long maxi dress.
Mm.
I've got a bra on, though, because I'm not an animal. And it's really hot. And I've got two beers in each hand because there's two of us. And I'm walking back upstairs. And for our female listeners, they may have already switched on to what's happening. But I can see in the black look in your eyes, you don't.
No.
So what happens walking upstairs in a very long skirt with elasticated boob situation is that my hands are full and I stepped on the hem of my skirt and my top instantly just went, bam, down underneath my knockers.
Now,
I'm at Yankee Stadium. I've got full hands. Yankee Stadium, as you know, is freaking huge.
Yeah, yeah.
There are literally thousands of people looking at me and my issue.
I thought you said you had a bra on.
I did have a bra on, a strapless bra.
Oh, so the whole thing came off.
Yeah, the whole dress ended up being a skirt.
But the bra stayed on.
Bra stayed on.
But, so the bra did stay on.
Yes, stayed on. Still horrifically embarrassing.
Okay, well, it could have been worse.
I don't know. Yeah, it could have been worse. I could have had no bra on. That would have been, well, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't a very attractive bra either. That was, it was, you know, supportive, okay? But anyway, so what happened is because American people are so lovely.
Yeah.
And everyone came and helped me. And now the moral of this story is I've got to live with my husband calling my tits the Yankees now. I'll walk in, I'll be getting a puppy dog, he'll go, the Yankees!
Yeah. Were people shocked or were they?
Yeah, people were laughing.
Yeah.
And I was kind of going, oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah.
With all these beers. I don't want to drop the beers.
See, as I say, I love that he didn't just drop the beers.
No, I'm not, I ain't dropping the beers. They're like about $500 each. So people just came and helped me and took the beers off me and I pulled my dress back up and then I was just, oh my God, my husband, I think, didn't stop laughing for about 25 minutes.
Fuck. Oh, good on them. Yeah, I need to go back to America, actually.
Yeah.
Did that once this year.
I'm going in October.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I'll come with.
Okay. I hope you like Disneyland.
Fuck, I'd love to go to Disneyland, actually. Yeah, I'd love to go to Disneyland.
So good. Yeah. So good as an adult.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know, you couldn't really go to that place on your own, though, could you?
Yeah, you can.
Really?
You can.
I always feel you'd be like, what?
No, you look family? A bit, like my husband, who's a big beardy guy such as yourself, he did it just before we got together on his own, and he said it was a bit weird. People were laughing at me, he's on the Winnie the Pooh ride.
Yeah.
On a little,
with
like,
his wee fucking ears.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, and he's like a big, tough-looking guy, and people were, like, pointing and laughing.
Oh,
like
Jesus
he was
Christ.
Part of the attraction.
God, that's good.
Well, I have to say...
Yeah, so the Yankees and I, forevermore.
Oh, it's quite good because the logo does kind of look like, I don't know, boobs, sort of.
What is it? I'm just trying to think what the yoga
looks like. You know what, Ryan? I've come to believe that everything looks like boobs to you.
It's going to end and then a Y down the middle. A little. Oh, yeah.
Nah,
maybe not. Anyway, Jim, what were you saying, mate?
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Anyway, Justin, just before we wrap this up, I have to ask you.
What?
What have you learned today?
I've learned... what have I learnt today? I've learnt that bogans are awesome.
Yes.
I've learnt that all men like boobs.
Yes.
And I've just decided I'm going to go to the mall.
Well, I'm glad the podcast has done that for you. What are you buying?
Oh, I don't have to buy anything to go to the mall, mate. Yeah, I'm just going to cruise around.
Okay.
Judge people.
It's always the best thing to do.
Yep.
Justine Smith, thank you very much
thanks,
for joining
Jim.
Us.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Ryan.
Episode 8.
Thank you.
Of episode the Fuck Up Fire. Episode 8.
What have we become?
Yeah, I don't know. The Fuck Up Files, of course, you can find on Rover, Spotify, iTunes. That's us signing off. We'll be back again next week. Two more episodes to go before we wrap up for the season. Boom. Thank you.